So thanks to be here, and all the ones that are not here, you are not happy as this, but you can follow the lecture today. About the today lecture, as I explained you on the first day that NoSQL databases are really a variety of databases kinds, different type, different kind, different situation, that are different from relational in many different ways. So today we will talk about the document-oriented databases, that is for the lecture three, all the three pages about document-oriented databases. And now this is a different assumption. Yesterday, or even with relational databases, when you work, you start to work, you have to define, to design, and to define your tables that are structured data. You say structured data because you define a fixed structure about tables, fields, and you should communicate the database management system about this structure. This is a fixed structure. You can, of course, modify or alter the table and so, but you have an structure before the beginning. Now, as I told you, it's different. A different approach is to work without previously defined this structure. As the data manager, the application designer, I will decide to work with semi-structured data, not previously defined. What is semi-structured data and what is a document? You know JSON? So in JSON, you have semi-structured data. It's a kind of notation for semi-structured data. When you, in the document, you specify, as I said, a set of files of fields that you have key names, a pair of key names and values, but not previously defined. You define as you need to store data. Then, this document is like this. This is an example of a JSON document. So you might have, in this semi-structured data, you have document. In this sample, you have two documents. One document is about Bob, and he said Bob. So you specify the key name and the value. Key name, first name is Bob. The key name address, its value is 5 Oak Street. Hobby is sailing. But for another document, you might have a different structure. Some is the same, some not. For instance, for Jonathan, instead of having the hobby, Jonathan is a proud parent that has 4 children. So you might have same key names, but you might have another that are different. For instance, in this case, Jonathan has a key name that is children, and the value is an array of documents about his children. So this is the semi-structured notation. There are other notation for semi-structured data, but JSON is one of the most popular, and this is semi-structured data. So if you want to work with semi-structured data for your application, and you for managing the data, you will use a database management system. So what is the way to do that in what is called document-oriented databases? So that you provide and you interact with documents that are stored, managed, organized, queried by the system. Now we will look how to do that. So in a database management system, documents are organized in collections. So you have a collection in this kind of databases. We don't talk about tables. We talk about collections. And a collection might store any kind of data. But any kind of data doesn't mean that you will put all in the same collection. For instance, if I will manage data about people and about cars, it's usual I have a collection for the people and a different collection for the cars. The system allows to put all of them in the same collection, but it's not a good design decision. Okay? So we will work with one or more collections, but as it says here, without a strict schema. We have not previously defined in that case what is the schema for the person data. No, I define, I might think on a collection for the data, and the system will accept and store every kind of semi-structured data. On the other hand, of course, remember we are thinking about storing and managing also, if possible, many, many data, a large volume of data. So internally, the database management system will work with distributed system, with distribution, and so, but it is not my problem. It's a task of the management system. So the application, I, as developer of the application, I will focus on data, on getting stored data, retrieving data, and the details, the physical details of distribution on that is delegated to the system. So, talking about document-oriented databases, the most popular and by far the most used NoSQL database system is MongoDB. MongoDB, that Mongo comes from Among Us, that is extremely large, is prepared to manage extremely large volume of data, is the widely used. Of course, it's open source, you can use. There is a company that is besides MongoDB that you can, of course, if you need, you can ask for their services, but you don't need their services. You know, if you learn MongoDB, you can, of course, work without paying any license or without any problem. And now we will see a different situation. I remember you that this database management system are for developing application, not for interacting with a language. By fact, MongoDB has no language, has no query language, has an API, has functions and methods to use in your program and to interact with. So there is not something like the Cassandra query language we talked yesterday. Nothing similar to SQL. We will use functions, methods, and APA. But as yesterday, we in 2 hours, less than 2 hours. We won't develop an application. So we will use it. We will interact with Mongo through a Mongo cell that we will write AP-like calls. We will write like methods, but in a cell. So the MongoDB documentation, there are some MongoDB documentation that you can find in the link that is put in the material. I will write it. I will open here it. We won't use it today, but if you need, here is the documentation of everything about MongoDB. And of course, if you need to look for some specific about the syntax or whatever, you can go to this link. Okay. So, as I told you, we will work through a Mongo cell, and we will write AP-like function. So here you have a box to write Mongo calls to take a taste of how this works and whatever. So you have here some samples we will try right now. For instance, what is the kind of AP-like calls? Well, first, in a Mongo installation, the first you should do is to specify what will be your database space. But in this system, you are assigning directly to your database space, so you cannot, you shouldn't specify. In a MongoDB installation in a server, the first is to say use a space. Okay, here not. So here we can already start by trying some of the notation. So every Mongo call in the cell start by db for database, db dot, and then we can have one, two, was, all the methods, all the names are with the capital letters from not for the but for the different name. Get collection, the same capital names in capital letters. So get collection names is to get what collection we have in your system. So at the beginning you have no collection in your system. It's supposed you have no collection in your system. And then I will start to store data about the employees of the company. Then you don't need to create a collection. You don't need to define the collection for employees. You don't need to define what structure, what the employees will have, first name, surname, age, whatever. You don't need anything. You just rely that you will provide data and the system will store data. For instance, at the first, I will insert on the data of one employee with my name, for instance. So you say DB employees. Employees, what is? Employees will be a collection that will be created in the moment I insert one data, one document. And the document in that case is as simple as a document with just a key name, first name, and a value, my name. So you execute that. you run that and see answer. Okay, it has been inserted. Okay, by fact, when you insert a document in a collection, in this case, you have the system has created the collection, and he assigned a primary key identifier. You here don't define a primary key. Each document has a ID automatically assigned by the system. This is what is said here, object ID, this long hexadecimal number. Yeah.
So you mean that ID is the
key? Yeah. For instance, now we can, for instance, check that if I now execute again the get collection name before, now we have one collection, the employees collection, that has been created. And as I told you, this has no predefined structure. You cannot describe collection. The collection is a collection that will store whatever you insert, your application insert in that. Okay? For instance, in the fourth step, I will insert another document. Another document in the same collection. For instance, now I will insert a document that has first name and last name. Okay, as you say, the JSON notation and so is that a document always start, then key name, value, comma, key name, value, whatever you need. And we have now two documents. Oh, of course, a database is to store data and, of course, to retrieve data. So how do you, the basic way to retrieve data from a collection, just put in, as you say, db dot the name of the collection dot find. And okay, don't worry.
Because you are with my,
no,
my it, name in.
Okay, but it's a good to say that. I have inserted my data's employee. Besa also has inserted. Why we have that? Because first name is not the primary key. The primary key is assigned by the system. So you can get, if you are not, if you are not worried about that, you may have two documents with the same data because the primary key is something controlled by the system, not by you. So you might have to be careful about that. So we have now three documents in that collection. One of them has first name, the other has same first name, the other has a different one than the other, and take care by fact that what happens if you try to this, if you instead of employees you write employee,
there is no collection in employee.
Yes, but this is not a mistake. This is only, you have nothing. Sorry? So, take into account that in a schema-free and this kind of type, you, it's not a mistake not to define a collection. A collection, you say employee. So employee is an empty collection. You have not in employees, you have in employees. Of course, you also haven't in the database, you also haven't, you are not checking domains. You for ski name, you can put text, numbers, arrays, whatever. The database won't worry about that. It's your application what is responsible of this kind of worrying, this kind of decision. So in this case, a large part of the decision is at your side, at application development side. Okay? Well, of course, define like select all in a SQL select. Of course, you can specify to retrieve the concrete data. For instance, we want to look for select from employees where last name equal to Soria. That is a colleague of mine in my university. So here you put, as is said in the sixth example, within the parentheses, you put the syntax is not so easy as SQL. You put in something like JSON notation, you put the criteria. The criteria is the last name is Soria. So you put in here something like that. Then you will get all the documents in the collection that match this criteria. And you say, they are document that has not this key name, last name. Don't worry. They say the document that has this key name and the value for this key name match. Okay, you get it. For instance, in that case, with BESA help, if I look for the document that has the first name, Vicente, in that case I have two. Okay. Of course, in a database system, in a collection, this is schema free, whatever, but you usually have to do the CRUDD operation. Create, read, update, delete. Create is inserting like that. Read is with the find and other functions we will see later. Update is with the function update. And the update function is like here in seventh. The seventh sample here. Is when you will update, and then when you update, you say, which document I want to update? First you put the criteria to match. And after the criteria to match, you set the values to set. So for the document that the first name is Vicente, I will set new key name, new pairs key name value. For instance, I will put my surname and my small salary. For instance, of course, as in many, there are different versions of MongoDB. So they say, update is not the proper now, the best now is update one or update many or bookbrite. There are different versions. You can find these details in the documentation. So we will, yeah?
If you do update one, which one is going to update? Because you have two Vicentes.
The first he finds.
Okay.
But we will now check it. What happened with the document that was with my first name? And one of them has been updated and the other not. One of them has been updated adding surname and value and not the other. Of course, it's under your responsibility to decide what are you updating. And you have a automatic identifier, but you can also have a identifier for each person, like the employee number or the document identifier of each people or whatever, to not update to all people named Vicente. Not many Vicentes here in Finland, but many Vicentes in Spain, so it's not a good idea. Can you find by WorldCast? Yes, but it's a bit tricky. So you can find in the documentation for something for in some we now later we will see something of them. It's not easy. It's a bit tricky. In Mongo, it's a this API calls with the JSON format seems very strange at the beginning, but it is possible, of course, to do everything. And now, at the end, before doing more things, we will, of course, say the fine. What we will have if we find an employee? We will find the three documents we have in this collection, updated one of the Vicentes, not the other, illusoria, whatever. And you can also drop the collection if you need, whatever. So, as you ask, how effective is fine? Okay, this is another thing. It's effective, but I skipped that. Sorry. You in Mongo, you have a primary key that is the identifier automatically, but it's not efficient in a distributed database, except that you define index. You know index about on relational database, okay? So here you can define secondary index to speed up the queries your application needs to be faster. Here okay. Here we have not the limitation of Cassandra that said, no, this is not good. But it's not good. But this is under your control. You should consider, as in our relational database, that if you need to search, to frequently search for a field that is not the primary key, you need to create a secondary index in relational database. No? So here, the same. To be affine, to be most effective, it's better you create a secondary index for that criteria. Of course, you won't create secondary index for all the fields, for all the key names, but you know, you should know your application, what are the query-driven batch data modeling. So, as I told you, you shouldn't communicate that to the database, but of course you have to, when you develop your application, you decide what collection, what queries, what fields will have each collection, and to be effective, you have to determine secondary index. Okay? Well, then now we will work about the details of the fine options, many, many options we have, because of course we have when you learn SQL, you learn to put where, but you also learn to put to do group by and to do is null, is not null, a lot of things that we need for a database system. So here we will work with more data. We will work with the data that is contained in this file that is update in progress. Great moment. He said that team is update in progress. I don't know if I have brought something.
No, we cannot even do the sandbox MongoDB shell here. So I guess team is down.
Team, Bessa, team is being updated at that moment.
How it works?
Okay, we are back. Forget it. So we will work to demonstrate the fine options and so other things with the data from Spanish municipalities. So data from Spanish municipalities can be found in this file. Or can be found in this file. There are two different formats. I will try to do now. No. Yes. Okay. For instance, for each municipality, we will have pairs, key name value. For instance, we will have for each municipality, we will have the region, the province, the name of the municipality, the location, the elevation, the population, number of men, number of women, and the zip, the postal code. As you see, that Mongo is schema-free doesn't mean that your data has no schema. Your data usually has the municipality, the data used to be the same set of key name value, but is under your responsibility. For the database, is not a problem. So, these documents that now are in a file, we want to store it in the database to manage this data with the database. So, to store, of course, to insert a data, you previously said that is the insert one document, And in this case, we will insert many of them at the same time from a file that it is was is work here. Here you can load a document, sorry, load a file that contains a document to be imported to the database here to create that. So if you run this, in that case, they are 8,112 documents. So in this platform, it takes a bit because it's not a server all for that. But so usually this is really faster. Okay, and we have that. By fact, take into account, as is said here, that if you repeat this one without dropping the collection, you will have everything twice, because the primary key is not the name of the municipality. The primary key is an identifier that it assigned when you insert. So if you load or you insert without dropping, without deleting, we will have everything duplicated. So be careful about that when trying with doing your test, your application. Okay, we have now this document. So in the following steps, we have some exercises. Now are not exercises, now are samples. Later we have exercises. So, the highlight here is only that it differs text with green color, and so it's not so color sensitive as SQL or SQL. So if you want to look for every municipality's whose name is Valencia, you should put this kind of thing. This is like select from where municipality equals to Valencia. Valencia is my city, the University of Valencia. Okay? And you get whatever you can find, whatever the documents that match the criteria that the municipality key name has the value Valencia. And then they have region, province, municipality. They have some data that are text. They have some data that are arrived, or that the location has the GPS coordinates. Elevation is a number with decimals. Population is a number without decimals. We have not half inhabitants. We have whole inhabitants. Men, women, or, for instance, an array of postal codes. Whatever you need to store, the database is able to work with that. What if you are not interested in all the fields? What if you are interested in only the name of the municipality, the name of the region, and the name of the province? In SQL, you will write select region, province. The syntax for that in Mongo is this one. You, after define and the criteria, the match criteria, you put here one for the fields you want to solve, and nothing for the field you don't want to solve. Except that the ID is the automatic ID, is shown by default. If you don't want them, you have to put zero to say, I don't want to see the ID. So this means that I will have not all the fields, only population, municipality, province, region, and not the ID. Because in that case, if you don't put this about not the ID, you get population, municipality, province, region, and the ID by default. Here. By on other instance, the order of data, you cannot determine the order or the fields. The order of the fields is as it found. But remember that you are considering that your application. Under your application, have this data with you are writing with Java or whatever, and this identifies the mapping of that with an application, Adwin, Java, object or application, is quite directly in every framework or whatever. This is really easy. So, you can find what whichever field you know. You want a key name, for instance. I want to get municipalities from the region Asturias, that is a region in the north part of Spain. So you put region Asturias. You will get a lot of them. For instance, you can limit it to 3. This limit to 3 is just to not fill the field. Limit 3, what documents I get? The first 3. No limitation about documents in Asturias, you say, well, 1, 2, 3, because I put 3. Note the syntax you have. DB, the name of the collection, the method find, and you should have dot, another, in this case, limit. Okay. In other case, you want to know, for instance, how many municipalities there match with the region is Asturias. So you have the count. The count after that in this kind of syntax. You have how many municipalities we have that match that this one. So we have 78 municipalities in Spain in this collection that match this criteria. As in SQL, you sometimes write select distinct when you don't want replicated, you don't want duplicated data. The way to don't get duplicated data in the Mongo calls are distinct. For instance, what regions there are in Spain? What region is in Spain is to get the distinct values for the key name region in the documents of our collection. For instance, say they have put together two small, Ceuta and Melilla are those lots, small cities. Valencia is my region, for instance. So, okay, let's go to a bit different things. What if you want to get the municipalities with more than 500,000 inhabitants, and you want it ordered by population in decreasing order? So if you are working with SQL, you will write select whatever field from municipalities where population greater or equal than 5 100,000 order by population descending. So here we have not SQL, we have methods, we have functions, and we have to put that. Define, that is the selecting that. First, you put the match criteria. The match criteria in that case is that the population is greater or equal than 500,000. And this is the syntax to express that. You say this is a, I say a tricky syntax. It's not as easy as in SQL that you put greater or equal than. It's you that you have to put that. Or a GTE that says greater or equal than 500,000. And also, as in the beginning, what fields are of your interest? You say, I only want to see the municipality and the population. And I don't want to get the ID. I finally order by. Here is not order by. Here is the sort method. And in the sort method, you express what is the sort, the sorting criteria. And here, the sorting criteria is population and is descending. Descending is minus one, ascending is one. Yeah.
Why it's giving error when you put a zero, for example, population?
Sorry? Here?
Yeah, when you try to put a zero there.
Yes, because this is the zero is only allowed for the ID.
Okay.
The zero is only allowed to the ID to say that don't solve the ID by default. So only one for the other fields or zero for ID. This is not the other syntax allowed. So we get the fields municipality and population that match the criteria that the population is greater or equal than 500,000.
What if you want something between 5,000,000 and 700,000?
You have to put two conditions, to combine two conditions with and, that and is just to put two conditions separated by commas in the match criteria. And you put in one greater or equal, and in the other less or equal.
It is always and.
Yes. No, you can put all, but you can put all with another tricky syntax. There is a syntax for the or. For the and, you don't need a special syntax. For the and is commas. All you put, if you put here in the match condition, if you put several conditions, for instance, that the population is greater than 500,000 and the region is Valencia. So you put population, comma, region Valencia. Combined with and condition is just with comma. The or is with another syntax. And then sort in decreasing population. So the Madrid is the most populated city in Spain. Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia is the third city. Sevilla, Zaragoza, Malaga. This is, of course, are the Spanish names. Okay? By fact, what happened if you here put another thing different than population or another key name that is not present, that has not effect. Not error, but not effect. So he has effect when he finds it, and if he didn't, and the system didn't find, so no error, not effect.
There is couple new questions.
Sorry? Oh, there's sorry. Sorry, please. Why is greater than, because this is the Mongo syntax. Okay, this is the Mongo syntax for us to do that. And can it be that I find population dot asset? No. If you if you don't have a criterion population, you just don't put this one. You put the criteria. If there is no criteria, you don't put this. You put only find, and you can put the fields you want or the criteria you want to match. If you want to put those, both criteria and selected fields, you put first the criteria, comma, then the selected fields. Okay? You will try that. And you say, how do you state a smaller L? Less than, smaller is LT, less than, smaller or equal is LTE. Of course, for instance, in that case, if you want strictly greater than, is greater than GT. GTE means greater or equal. But you can use the mathematical sign. You can use to do that. Do all the commas after the dot go to Mondo, yeah? Or they don't in client side? No. All of them go to the MongoDB, go to the database, and the database is that he get that.
It must be so, because if it's done on client side, it's very inefficient if you got a lot of data and you take only three first.
Yeah, but the three first are provided by the server, not at the client side.
Yeah, but for the question that it's
okay.
It's not smart to do it on the client side.
Okay. What you want to do on the client side, you don't put the condition on the query. You ask whatever you want, but if you want to get unlimited and efficient, you get to do the right way for that. Is limitation of C? No. It's on client side or MongoDB side? MongoDB side. The limit 3 is in the MongoDB. Okay? So, I'm sorry because last academic course I was used to online classes and so. Fortunately, this year in Spain we have presencing classes, so I forget to be. So, thank you to remember about the chat and the lecture. Okay. For instance, in the G sample. In the G sample, you say there might be documents that have not the zip code, the postal code that have not this key name. In SQL, you have the schema defined, but you can have a field that is null. Or is not null, okay? Here you haven't null values. You have absent key names that doesn't exist in your document. For instance, in this municipality collection, they are municipalities that have the SIP key name. And they are other that has not the heap. So the way to check and to ask that to the system is with the exist that is writing of this way. For instance, what the G sample does? It said, look for the municipalities that has not SIP key name, SIP key value. And that is written with SIP exist equal false. On the opposite side, you want, no, I want the ones that has. So you put exist true. Okay? And for instance, in that case, to not get everything, to just get six forever, for instance, you can write this and you can check that, for instance, these small municipalities in Spain, I think that not in real life, but in this data, has not zip code. All this in real life has zip code because he has to get some postal code. Okay? Well, what about data types? I said that there is no predefined data types. They are in the database. Of course, in your application, we use data type. But in the database is not worried about data type. But you have, of course, text. You have, of course, numbers. And you can also have arrays and sets. And if you have arrays, for instance, the location of a municipality, the location, what kind of data are? The location is an array with two numbers, two coordinates, the north coordinate and the latitude coordinate and the longitude, the length coordinate. Okay, so if you want, for instance, to get the northern municipalities in Spain that are most of the north, that have nothing to do to the latitude of Finland, but the northern, so you order the data by latitude. And what is the latitude? As location, I said, is an array. The way to say the first, second, third element of an array is yet with dot a number. Location dot zero means the first element of the array. Location dot one means the second, as in others, the start with zero. So what does this sample will do? We will get, fine, then, what is that? To say that all municipalities, no match criteria. To put no match criteria, when you will put that and that, no match criteria. Then I want the municipality, that is the name, and its location, and not the ID, sorting by the first element of the location if present. In minus one means descending order. And then to get that, I limit to three results. So I get that the most northern population municipality in Spain is named Mañón, that is 43.7. Nothing to do with Finland, of course, but order this thing. Okay? So this is just to show that when you work with an array, to get to refer to use element of an array, you put dot zero for the first element, dot one for the second element, whatever, when you are using an array. Of course, there are other methods for the arrays you can find in the Mongo documentation. From now until now, we are doing select from where ordered by the equivalence to all that things in SQL. with no limitation about the fields. Every field are able, not as in Cassandra. Cassandra, remember that. Efficient is limited but efficient. Here is not limited by the efficient. So you can search for the primary key or for other keys, but remember that better you create index when you want to foster, when you want to speed up some query. And other things when you are doing selection reading in SQL. In SQL, you do aggregates, you do joins, and you do subqueries. Well, here we have no joins. MongoDB doesn't allow joins. Joins in distributed system are prohibitive, are not allowed. So joins, or you get the data, denormalize it in the data, or you do something like the join in your application. The database doesn't allow joins. The database, in that case, we always do queries to a collection, to one collection. They are not queries combining two collections. They are not joining. Okay, they are not subqueries too, but of course they have the possibility to aggregate, to do things like that we do in SQL with the group by and so on. The syntax for that is with not with define, instead with the aggregate function. The aggregate function, the aggregate method in Mongo is, again, at the beginning and later, is a hardest syntax. Okay, it's a harder syntax, but the syntax is like this. If you need to aggregate, if you need to do group by, you put group with the dollar, group, and then you put. Why, which field are you using to aggregate? If you are aggregating all the documents in a collection, you put ID, the empty string. If you want to aggregate for a thing, for instance, for province, like in the following sample, you put group by province. This will be the identifier of the resulting documents. Okay, so the first one, we later go to the next one. The first one, they say, just compute the sum of all men's of all municipalities and the sum of all women's of all municipalities. By province, by region? No, for the whole country. So this is the, for instance, the I sample is the, to compute the sum, the average, the maximum, the count. The count, you have a count function, but to compute the total number of men in Spain, they say they are 23 million, and the total number of women, they say, you have 23 million. So this in SQL, you won't put the group by, you will put select some men, some women from municipalities, okay? If you want a group by criteria, you should put it here. Aggregate group by province. I want to know the population by province in Spain. So they will have, and they will have by province some the population of each municipality for each province in a group. And in if you are using the aggregate and you want to sort to order the results, to order the results, you have to put the sort in this way inside the aggregate function. Using the aggregate function, you cannot put at the end dot sort whatever. Why? Because if you sort by things that depends of the aggregate function, you have to put here. And you have to put here, yes, you say, group by the sum of population, you give like in SQL an alias, you say, total pop is the total population of each province, and to order by this total population is not a key name in the document. It's a name that is used in this query. So you have to put there, and you have the total population of the different province in Spain, and the most populated province in Spain is Madrid. How? Now, of course, each result of a Mongo query is a document or an array of documents. For instance, this is an array of documents. An array of documents that is produced in that moment. It's produced by the query. And this document was the ID is the ID you have put this. Okay? And before you try some of these things, the last and more difficult, for instance, example we have here is that one. That what if I want to know how many municipalities in each province are in an elevation greater or equal than 100 meters? You need an aggregate function. Aggregate function that you say, I want to match the municipality that has an elevation greater or equal than 100. This is when in SQL you put in the where clause. When the where clause put where elevation greater or equal than. So the where in a aggregated query in Mongo, what you in SQL will put in the where part, here is put in the first part of the aggregate parentheses. You put parentheses, then first where criteria, selection criteria. Then you put the computation you want. The computation you want here is to group by province, and here I want to count the number of municipalities in each province. This is again tricky because there is not a count. I think that in some version of Mongo it might be possible to be a count from, I don't remember what version, but if you want to count the number of municipalities, you can have this option to use some one for each time you find a document. This is like count. To sum one for each document is like count. And what if you want to do something similar that the having clause in SQL? What is the having clause in SQL? The having clause is the having when you put a criteria related to the computation, not related to the browse, not related to the content of the document, related to the computation. When you put in the SQL query, you put having some whatever, or having count whatever, greater, equal, whatever. So the having criteria now is put as a match as is put at the end. So this, what does it mean? That the number of municipalities found that are at high elevation and the 1,000 meters be greater or equal than 20. So we are looking for the province with the more than equal or more than 20 municipalities at high elevation. Okay, this is this match. This match is because the first is match for the where from the content of the document, and this match is for the computation in the aggregate function. And of course, if we finally want to sort the result, you put the sort in the way that this will be used in the aggregate function. So we get that in Spain we have that in the province of Ávila there are a lot of, Ávila is a mountain in the center of the Spain that have a lot of municipalities at high, and it, they are the, in winter they are cold in Spanish terms. They are the coldest municipalities in Spanish terms. That has nothing to do to Finnish terms. Okay, so apart from the final assignment, we now I want you to start and you will to discuss all these exercises we can do with the municipality collection. So you have here 20 and you have here the boxes to try to do all these things. For instance, try to do the first. It's just data for the municipality whose name is Falange. It's a small municipality in the Valencia province. You get it? Of course, you need to know the name of the collection, the name of the fields, because if you put instead of municipalities, you put something different, you will find nothing. No mistake, but nothing. If instead of name municipality, you put another thing, you will get, again, nothing. Of course, but this is not. This is not an unknown database. It's supposed is the database you have defined and you are in control, and your application is using that. And by fact, if you are using a framework to develop the application, then match with that with the data, and so it's quite easy. Yeah.
What is the best way to investigate the investigate the schema?
Sorry?
What is the best way to look what is in the collection? Like, what are those names? Like you showed the example with the wrong name. What is the best way to check?
I repeat that it's supposed you have created the collection, but in any case, you can try to show me one document.
But the problem is that every item would have different numbers.
Yes, of course, but this is why the definition of the collection is not in the database side. Is in the application development side. So you should know this if you are the application programmer, if you contact the application developer to get the documentation about what I can expect to be in the documents. Because this is, as Bessa said, this is the first document, but maybe the other document has different things. And there is no way to get that. Okay? Okay, so define, later we will have different things about find. And for example, what is the way to insert? Of course, the solution of will these samples will be released tomorrow in order you do the final assignment with all the information, okay? But to insert a municipality, you have to do as always. DB. Next, the name of the collection where you want to insert. Then the name of the function. For instance, insert one. Remember that when the name on the function has two words, the second word or the third word starts with capital letters. Insert one. And now we write the document. The document in that case is a name. Remember that then.
Why do you call it document?
It's called it here. It's called it that name.
It's because it's more like a record or something like that.
Yes, but in document-oriented databases, the terminology, the name they use are not tables. They call it collections, and each record is like a record. It's called a document. It's called a document because of the semi-structured nature, because it's a document with whatever you want to store there. Yeah.
Same question like Vesa. Why it's not called like object, because there is object ID.
Yeah.
And then it looks more like JavaScript object.
In computer science, there are many things that the names are not the right ones for me and for everyone, but who created this type of technology decided that the document for it is the right name. That, of course, it might be argued and so. Okay? Well, document insert one municipality dot. Of course, I said that we have no data check, data type check, but a text with commas, as in SQL and in SQL and whatever. Name Batman. By fact, there is a municipality called Batman in Turkey. You can find it. Name Batman, comma, population, free, men, free.
Does it make sense to have the population as one?
Sorry?
Does it make sense to have the population as like own like variable or like type or whatever you call it? Like,
yeah.
Because you have like already like men and women and probably other.
Yeah, but is this just to avoid the computing time to do the addition?
But it depends on the situation, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course, in a relational database, you don't use to, but you can. So, of course, if you have the right syntax on Mongo or whatever, you will have a document, and later you can check it. I can find a document that is named that. Yeah.
So one more question, like that population thing. Do you mean that it's the responsibility of the application that you have to count, like women with men, and then it's the population, and then you put it?
So you decide in your application side. In Mongo, many things are under your side. So if you decide that I don't store the population, I will compute whatever I need. Okay. But for instance, if you want to order all the municipalities in Spain by population, they are not too many, but you have to compute this addition for each and every one. So it might be better you have this computation already stored in the system. It's depending on performance, efficiency, and your decision. You have a lot of decision to take in that system, okay? But the point is that the database system, you need a database management system, yes, because she is in charge of the distribution of the data and of the management of the data and of the files and something that you don't want to worry about that, about replication, about whatever. Okay? Then a woman came to this new municipality. So you have to update this document. So, of course, you will need to, as your first update in Mongo, you will need to go to search for the syntax for an update operation, or look in and see one of my examples before. How do you do an update operation with the data? So, and you put the DB municipalities. You can think that that of right municipalities and so you is prone to errors. But remember that the point is that you won't usually do it by hand. It's your application, your object-oriented application, and it won't fail at that. It would use the names and so it's quite easy than the human interaction we are doing here. So, municipalities, update one. And now we put the match and the action. The match is that the municipality is named Batman. We put this one. The match criteria, and later the operation, the set operation. The set operation is a bit tricky, and I just told you it's put like this. Error, mistake, sorry. Not at all. It's the same. If you put increment to women and women doesn't exist previously, he assumes the previous value is zero, and they put one.
So it's safer to put increment than set, because
yes,
if there is one women already, you make error.
Yes, yes. This is mainly to show you the different thing to do that, but it's true that if you put increment that something that doesn't exist, it assumes previous value zero plus one. Okay? So, you close the parentheses, you put the semicolon, and you get that municipality. You will increase the population one by one, and in this sentence, we set the number of women. And he said, I matched a document and I modified this document. Okay, so you now can check how the document is now, and now we have population increases by one, and we now have a new pair that is that I have one woman. Okay? This is, for instance, I get a document, a municipality that has no zip code, and I want to put the zip code for that. To put the zip code for that is always, again, is to, I want to do some other of this exercise, so I will show you that. That it means that update one is that matching criteria, and then the set operation, okay? And in the fifth exercise you have in the exercise, they say delete the document. Delete this strange document because Batman is not a municipality in Spain, so I will delete. You can find that delete is possible to put. By fact, if you don't put anything, what do you expect if you don't put anything?
Nothing.
No, it will delete all documents. If you put no match criteria, they put everything.
Sounds dangerous.
Yes, really. So it's better you use it with a criteria, and the criteria now is that delete, by fact delete as update, you have the update one of the update many. And delete, you have delete one, delete many. Delete one means delete the first that match the criteria. Delete many means delete all that match the criteria. So after that, if you do that, you will delete all documents with municipality equal to Batman. By fact, equal, you don't need to put equal. Equal is to put name, criteria. You put the tricky thing about greater equal or whatever when it's different than that. Okay. From the first one, the 2, 3, 4, 5 is to remember to see how to insert, how to update, how to delete. And the others, and the most of the exercises we will to do finally to show you have understand anything about MongoDB in the final assignment will be read operation, select operation, with find or with aggregate. Or with, there are some of them that are insert and update, okay? But most of them, and the, as you see, when you learn SQL, you try and you, I expect you do a lot of queries, subqueries, aggregate queries, whatever. So this is the following exercise we can, you can try. For instance, get a list of any 3 municipalities in the province of Alicante. Alicante is a province at the south of Valencia. So we put it. So always the municipalities find between the parentheses, if you don't put anything, you will get all documents. If you put a match criteria, you put it in some like JSON format. That province is allowed. And if I want only 3, course, I get limit the result by 3. If I want the 3 most populated, I should put sort by descending population dot limit 3. But if any 3, so limit 3, at the end of the function you need a semicolon. But in the Mongo cell, you don't put the semicolon. Not it assumes the semicolon. But the right syntax it with a semicolon at the end. So I get 3 municipalities, Atsubia, Agost, and Agres. Okay. Municipalities in Spain with more than 1 million inhabitants. This is like a sample above. Greater. Now it's greater, not greater or equal. More than is strictly greater. Strictly greater is GT. So DB population dot, and now the condition population, if I want exactly with 1 million, I will put population 1 million. if I want greater than 1 million, I have to use this. I don't know.
Six.
I don't remember. I suppose you can try, and or you can look in the documentation. Here we have Barcelona and Madrid are the two municipalities in Spain with more than one inhabitant. I will try. Yes. The answer is yes. Okay. Remember that if you don't put anything, you get all the contents of the document. If you want only the names or only the population, only the name of the population, for instance. So only the names of any four municipalities. Match criteria, not needed. Because I said any. But select fields, I put name. The name is not called a name, it's municipality. And if I don't put anything, I will get also the ID. This is strange, useless for me, ID. So you can put ID 0. And if you want to limit the results to four municipalities, you put limit 4.
You forgot the condition.
Yeah. No condition, you have to put no condition, and later back. The condition part is needed, no condition, empty condition. The other part is free, you can put or you cannot put. So, the point of that is that now, you have several exercises here that you can try to do whatever of them, and tomorrow I will release you the solution, possible solution for all this one, just to learn about these exercises in order to do the final assignment that is proposed for the next week. Okay? So, any question, any final doubt?
Just somebody wrote one.
Oh, sorry. What are some good use cases for MongoDB? Okay. I cannot specify a good use case, but I am sure that you can find it in internet, because by fact is the most popular NoSQL database. There are many companies that they now using MongoDB when trying to manage with large amount of data in a distributed system. So I cannot give you a specific case, but there are many cases, I'm sure. I will try to find some of them for if I can, I say tomorrow, but there are a lot of them. Bessa.
Did you see the question yesterday that what should you do for two credit points?
For the credit?
For getting two credit points.
Sorry, I don't know the credit point system. I know that you should do the final assignment in a decent way to pass myself the course. I don't know if this is the question or...
We have marketed so that you can get 1 to 2 credit points from this.
Sorry. And what is...
One,
that's... What, and
we got the office of this.
Credit. Like in the email you said, or somebody said that you can do the course as 1 credit. But if you do some extra assignments, you can get 2 credits. But there's been no talk about the extra assignments. So
I don't know anything about that.
But I thought that if somebody would write examples, for example, how to use it from Python, and the other one, how to use it from Java, how to use it from C#, and make an example how to use it from application.
So if I have an application, a
small one that you can start to use it from application, then I may give you one.
This is a good idea. I didn't know about this difference between 1 and 1 credit. This course is supposed to be for 1 credit, 25 or 26 hours of work included the lectures, the exercise, and the final assignment. Are supposed to be 25 hours, so I produce a course for 1 credit. So for the 2 credit, it might be an extra work, like Bessa said. Okay.
Can we write those examples to your document if you are using this in your classes? Can we add a few documents here so that also your students see the example how to use it from Python, Java, and so on.
No,
I don't. But if we add, now you have a photo main page or photo menu that you have the material on the menu here. Yeah. But if we add the section 6, how to use it from Python, do you allow it? We add one more chapter there.
Okay, I will see. We'll see. But for instance, in our university, we after this course, we do the students as final assignment. They do an application with that, and they decide if they do in Python or Java, and it is completely at their side, and they are allowed to do that. It is similar with 1 credit, and without any additional material, just looking for the documentation. Okay, so I think that they are able to, if they decided to do in Python, there are a lot of documentation. They decided to do in Java with a framework or whatever. I think the work might be also to look for the documentation to do all that. Okay, my opinion.
So, if I try to put this together, like this course is giving us 1 credit, and Vesa will do some.
I will add extra. You another one if you make a small document.
Yeah,
and we may have many documents because we may have how to use Mongo from Python, how to use Cassandra from Python, maybe some other from Python, and then draw all the other languages the same example. So we can make quite many small exercises about that.
And you're saying that they do these documents?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
Okay.
Extra
this is,
point.
Yes. This. Yes. Yes. I understand. This is a good idea. Okay. So we will
contact to me that I give everybody a different task, but not everybody is making Python and Mongo.
Okay.
So the first one can decide what he wants to do. And the second one is suggesting the same subject, I change it, for example, Java and
Mongo. Oh. Those of you who won the second grade, so contact to BESA to get an additional and extra assignment. Okay?
Yeah, I have one question from the language. So you mentioned frameworks. Mm-hmm. Is there always a language that you can use MongoDB? So usually when you are making application, maybe you don't use that shell language.
No, not at all. Yep. Not at all. Yep. You use the API function that are present with your language. If you are developing, for instance, with a Spring framework with Java, you have the API function in the Spring in Java, and they has the mapping of the documents, the key name with your objects in Java, and this is quite straight, but direct. Okay, you don't write like this. You use the framework, and then the framework facilitates a lot of this. You should think, of course, you should think what collection, which what will be the data, but you write this. If you are, I am more used to that. You define the DAO document. About that, about the objects and so on. Okay. Thank you.
And one subject may also be to compare different, for example, the speed of different databases, to make a small study about how Mongo is compared, for example, SQL database or something like that. Generate some very big database and make queries, and that's also a good subject to study.
But what do you think, is it required to use only academic resources, or can we use some blogs when we are searching information about them?
Up to you.
Okay. Then.
I think the important thing is that on the second credit is that you study something for yourself, for your own, and then document it out. You can success any subject that suits for that.
Okay.
As long as it's about one week work. 26
I advise you to leave because BESA will go more and more work if you don't want to. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
How do you stop recording?
Yeah.